SBS Radio.
Throughout my year 11 and year 12 in high school, I was studying a Cert 3 in rural education. And then, yeah, I graduated with the Cert 3. And then towards the end of year 12, I was working part-time in a chemist. And I just really loved caring for people and found a lot of satisfaction just with being able to, like, provide care and being able to help people around you. And it was just something I really enjoyed and wanted to get more involved in. So then I thought nursing would be perfect for that, like something I can really give back to the people around me and provide a lot of care.
Working at a chemist can be a little bit hard. Customers are not always the most pleasant people.
Some people get a bit angry, but yeah, it was a lot of fun overall.
Yeah. And how are your studies going? Because ever since you started, now we've gone through something that has hit the whole world and all of us here, even in Australia, by surprise, this pandemic, which has pushed everyone to work differently from how they would normally work.
It's a big change from how we started studying this year. Just moving on to online study now, it's been pretty good. Like, the university's been pretty supportive with making sure that we are getting the information we still need and things like that. So yeah, it's a bit different, but it's good. Yeah, we're still able to get the same learning and like resources that we would have been able to access if we were still doing it from the actual university itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it full time, and how do you manage that? How is a typical uni day?
So I'm full-time, so normally I'll have classes will start at 9 o'clock for me, and then we'll use a video conference software called Zoom, and we'll access the same room with the people that we would have had at the university, so we're still getting to interact with people from our classes at the uni and build those relationships as well. We just have to do it via a video online conference, and then the university will send out like online modules for us to access as well. So we're still able to do like what would have been like hands-on activities are just given to us in like video form now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of video conferences.
Yeah. Were you prepared for that, or is it just something that is new and you just accept it as it is?
I'm definitely not prepared for it. But yeah, it was something that, they've been very supportive. It was a bit different to change, especially being fresh out of high school and going there every day and then going into uni and then having it moving online after only being there for a couple of weeks. It was a big change, but yeah, everyone was real supportive, so we're able to shift it over to online, and I think it's a lot easier now a couple of weeks in. But yeah, the first few weeks were a bit rocky, and yeah, I missed a few classes every now and then because it was a bit hard to access stuff, certain things online. But once we kind of figured out issues that we were having with it, we were able to adapt to it. And yeah, it's a lot.
Because sometimes when you're working online, you're using these Wi-Fi or things like that, the connection can cut out or things like that. Has it worked smoothly for you so far, or you've had a few glitches here and then?
It's been fairly smoothly. Like, we had a few glitches here and then when, like, we'd have, like, the audio would drop out because the Wi-Fi wasn't connected properly and things like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, it's been pretty smooth from there.
Yeah. Going back to your high school studies, have a quote from one of your, actually, your teachers. She says, Jade was the most beautiful girl. She was a perfect role model, an independent, high-achieving student. She was always a pleasure to have in the academy.
Oh, that's very lovely.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? Quote from one of your teachers.
Yeah, I think that's very lovely. Yeah, I know. I loved the academy at the school there. It was a lot of fun. They definitely helped gain a lot of confidence and helped a lot with schooling, made the road throughout high school a lot easier. It would have been a lot harder without those guys there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely very grateful for those guys.
Yeah. And now I hear you studying, and also besides your double degree in nursing and psychology, which was inspired by your work at a chemist warehouse. Personally, Well, it's tough studies you're undertaking there, difficult times, which will actually be very useful when we get out of this crisis. But you also work for Correctional Centre in Brisbane.
Yeah, I work at the hub in Brisbane for correctional services there.
Is it easy?
It's all right. I think, yeah, the first couple of weeks was a bit different, just especially from working in a chemist and then moving to a completely different field of work. It was a bit hard to adapt to, but, like, yeah, after the first few weeks, it was pretty easy to get, like, into your groove once you had that. It made work a lot easier there. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very different from the chemist, but... yeah, it keeps you on your feet.
I'll give you another quote from your school. You must have been really a very good student to work with, because they say that your confidence, independence and determination has really shone and has given you the ability to move away, even from home, to becoming a strong and independent and self-sufficient student. Your school is really, really proud of you. All the teachers are just accolades from everyone I've spoken to.
Oh, that's really lovely. Yeah, I think, throughout high school, the teachers were very supportive and definitely helped me get to where I am today. Just with how much care they showed and, like, very genuine care and wanting you to excel. And, yeah, definitely wanting you to, like, come out of your shell and just really form into who you really are and things like that.
Yeah. And now with this self-isolation, because the first years of university are some of the most enjoyable years, actually, in academic life, because you're just discovering a new world, you meet new people, new friends, and a whole new way of... it opens, actually, a world of opportunities and excitement and all that kind of stuff. How are you navigating this first year?
It was definitely different to adapt to, and then with the whole self-isolating and things like that, it was a bit... of a trickier road, but I think, yeah, definitely getting into, like, your own little schedule and things like that is, like, when to have uni, just so you can sufficiently have that study time there to ensure you are getting everything you need out of the resources provided from the uni, and just, yeah, having time for yourself as well so that you aren't running yourself into the ground, and yeah, definitely helps.
How about contact with your peers and friends, new and old? It must be tough for a young person to go through their first year at university and being in lockdown.
Yeah, it was a bit hard, especially, like, because everyone talks about how, like, your first year of uni, you're going to meet so many people and, like, all the activities that you get to do, which have kind of been put on hold at the moment, obviously, with the whole lockdown thing. So it was a bit of a shock to kind of come here, and then, like, we made friends for, like, the first 2 weeks or so that we're actually allowed to be at the uni there, so it made it a bit harder, but, like, yeah, we've been able to meet, like, a few people through, like, online conferences and things like that.
Yeah. It's gonna be funny when you finally meet in person.
Yeah, it'll be very different to, like, yeah, we've spoken to them on, like, video conference, and then seeing them physically will be very weird.
It will be very, 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 very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you in contact with any of your former schoolmates from high school, or?
Yeah, I still talk to a few of them. They're living back in Maryborough, my hometown, still. But, yeah, we still keep in contact, especially with self-isolation. We've been, like, video, Zoom calling and things like that, especially with, like, birthdays, because a lot of us have had birthdays in self-isolation. So we'll, like, link up onto a Zoom conference and then we'll celebrate birthdays with each other that way. So, yeah, we're definitely still keeping in contact.
Yeah. And with family as well, or are they far from where you are now?
Yeah, my family's still living in my Maryborough back home, but they're definitely, yeah, they're coming down to visit me, and I try to get down there to visit them as much as I can as well, because, yeah, we're definitely, it's especially with isolation and all this going on, it's really good to have that support from them all.
A student in self-isolation, I can't imagine how I could have navigated this in my years at uni, because the first year of uni was really one of the best moments you completely break free from home life. You go in a new environment, and you know, you go straight into lockdown.
Yeah, it was very weird. Yeah, because like everyone's talking about how much they love their first year of uni and how they got to meet so many people. So yeah, we haven't met too many people just because not being able to go to uni and a lot of social events have been cancelled.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm sure afterwards it'll be good.
Because that's when you would have you know, like social events, gatherings, and students have a lot of sporting events, and I don't know what you're into, whether you're into arts or sports or other things like that. You'd be going to theaters or music and all sorts of things that go with the student life, and now you're deprived of them.
Yeah, exactly. It was a bit of a shock, and especially like the unis have to, like, you always see how like big they are, and like their sports events are so much bigger and there's so much people and just the whole atmosphere and everything. So then coming here and not really being able to experience it just yet, having it put on hold, was a bit of a downer. But
yeah, hopefully another few weeks to go and then we all recover our freedom. Now, before I let you go, anything we haven't covered and you would like to bring to the attention of our listeners, or maybe even to your younger generation who are still at school, or even at your family?
No, I think, yeah, I think definitely, especially with school, like, just stick with it, because the satisfaction you get, even from, like, just graduating, that you've accomplished something, it's a big thing, like, knowing that you've done it, like, it's a lot of years to put in, and, like, it is very hard and very stressful, but, like, once you come out at the end, it's something that you look back, like, even the amount of memories and, like, that you build with all the people, they're, like, the relationships, like, you'll have friends from, like, high school that you, like, keep into contact with, and just definitely getting through to the end and graduating is a big accomplishment, and it's something, yeah, you should be very proud of at the end, I reckon.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.